Let's get to the issues of health, in this case, health and security in South Africa. The Gauteng Health Department security guards, okay, at provincial hospitals and clinics have vowed to continue to camp outside the department's offices in the Joburg CBD until their demands are met. Now, the security guards, they're affiliated to the trade union that SACSAWU says they are protesting against issues including the termination of their employment contracts. So what does all that mean? How do we get to a win-win situation? Because clearly somebody's going to be compromised with this, right? With me is, in fact, we should be chatting to Andries Potsane, the secretary of the South African Cleaners, Security and Allied Workers Union, and hopefully we'll connect with Andries Potsane shortly, right? But in the meantime, we have Thabiso Maluleke, who's the director for the security services in the Gauteng Department of Health. So, Thabiso, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on the National Pulse.
Okay, no, thanks, Sam. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Actually, I'd be very concerned if I found that security guards linked to the health clinics and hospitals that fall within my ambit are effectively on a strike, on a no-show. What's the issue, according to you?
Okay, no, thanks. What has happened is that the department has previously advertised a security tender. And where after the supply chain process, they then appointed the new service providers. And then prior to the appointment, obviously, the department will issue a notice to those ones that were serving according to the contract management systems. So upon this new one starting on the 1st of April, obviously the new companies, when they come in, some of them recruited the previous security officers. They took them through their recruitment process, which the department is not part of that. And then those that were suitable maybe to work under them, they then continued with them. So obviously there will be some of those security officers that were left out and that were previously contracted with the service providers that were under the Department of Health. So those are the security officers that are saying the department must then give them employment because they were left out by the previous service providers. So out of courtesy, what we have tried to do as a department, we have taken their name list and tried to engage the current service providers to consider them if they've got spaces left, you know. And there are some of the officials that have received calls to come and work, and others who are told that no, even though they got calls, they didn't even report to the companies that they requested them to report to.
Mm.
So, unfortunately, they are camping outside our department. As the department, we have tried to engage them, and we have also tried to show them the route where they can also escalate their grievances about their previous employers. But still, we are not winning that regard. Mm.
So we don't have, you know, the representative from the South African Cleaners, Security and Allied Workers Union with us. But where do they fit in? I mean, in terms of your trying to find solutions for them, I mean, I would take it that they would be, SACSAWU should be top of the agenda.
Yes, they are under the leadership of SACSAWU. They are currently camping outside the premises. Actually, they are at the Commissioner Street, next to our offices. That is where they are currently staying. They are currently outside today.
All right, but my question is, what for you is a reasonable solution? Now, you know, simply saying, you know, the old people, the old company are not contracted with us anymore, so you're out of a job, go and speak to them. It's not going to work in a country where there's massive unemployment that's just increasing all the time. Bottom line, I think the majority of the people are just simply desperate. You know, we covered the story of this lady who was looking for a job and she spoke to the president. We've had another caller on the air calling in crying to say, do you have any idea what's it like not to have work and to be unemployed and to have poverty? So you can understand that people really feel completely vulnerable. So what role, therefore, can even the Gauteng Health Department play to ensure that you know, you create a win-win scenario across the board?
Like I said, sir, upon us getting their complaints, they submitted a name list to us. In us trying to assist them, we have tried to speak to these companies. Remember, we can't get involved in the recruitment process of these service providers. But we have tried to contact these service providers. We have shared the name list of these officials with the service providers, and there are some of them have made possibilities of employing them, but seeking employment for them is out of our area of responsibility. But we have tried to engage the service providers to employ them.
But in the meantime, the reality, so these security guards are on strike. So are these, let me understand this, are these former security guards or security guards as well that are currently employed by a security company that still does work for the Gauteng Health Department?
These are former security guards that were employed by the previous companies.
Okay.
But out of the currently, we have service providers that have also appointed other security officers to work. So these are the ones that didn't make through their recruitment process, obviously. Maybe we don't know what might be the challenges, why they didn't consider them. But we have tried to address that with them to say, can you also consider them? And there was a positive move from these service providers. But that is what the department can at least do.
Okay. At this point in time, is the issue of security at the various health department clinics within Gauteng Health Department, are they compromised at all because of security guards, maybe in solidarity with those security guards who are striking, who are protesting, rather, not striking, effectively also not coming to work? Is that happening or is that not happening?
No, currently all our facilities, they've got security that is operating 100%. We are not affected by this because this is a group of people that were not appointed. But the majority, 95% of people that were working with us, they were employed. It's
okay.
Only a minority that was not employed, and they are the ones that are raising a concern.
Okay.
But
is
our areas are secured 100%.
Is there finally anything else you'd like to tell us before we wrap up?
No, as a department, we understand their concern, but what we are appealing is that demonstrations should be done within the line of the law. You know, there's an incident that occurred on Tuesday, which is something that is not right, and we then appeal to the SACSA union not to show their concerns or show their complaints in that platform where people stand in front of the department not having covering their board.
Okay, that's
so
where
we feel that the demonstration should be peaceful and within the law.
That's where we're going to leave it. But I'll tell you what, if we get a chance to speak to Andries Potsane from the union, we will certainly talk to him. For now, Thabiso Maluleke, I appreciate your time, Director for Security Services in the Gauteng Department of Health.